get you some. Might look good on you. Yeah, yeah.
Get some. What's going on, everybody? This is Get Some. For those that are just joining, Get Some is a short series that I do on Trust the Process Show podcast. This is an opportunity where I tell you, the listeners, what I learned from my guests in my interviews with them on the show. This volume of Get Some is to discuss what I learned from Jed Collins, former New Orleans Saint NFL player, now turned financial. This was a really great episode. And, you know, I apologize. This is actually coming out a little bit late. I was down and out sick. I was on the road and life got busy. But I listened back to this episode this morning when I was in the gym because I really liked what Jed had to say and what the wisdom and insight that this guy brings forward from his days in the locker rooms with greats like Drew Brees, and just to the huge impacts that he's making with his clients on the investment side of things now. So I want to give you all my takeaways of what I learned from Jed Collins. This doesn't mean by any means that this is the only takeaways that you'll learn from episode 30 on Trust the Process Show. But if you haven't joined a volume of Get Some yet, Get Some is what I learned, the major takeaways that I want to take. But if you have any other ones, please, by all means, take a screenshot of this volume of Get Some on whatever device you are listening to, whether that be your phone, whether that be your tablet, your computer. Take a screenshot, share it to social media, and let everyone know what you learned from Jed Collins. So to dive into it, I'm going to give you five main takeaways that I learned from this episode and how you can take these takeaways into your current process on your path to success. So starting off on my five takeaways from Jed Collins, takeaway number one, you're not losing if you're learning. I'm going to repeat that again. You're not losing if you're learning. What do you think when you hear that? Because this is really a challenging area for many people, is that we often get so focused on the end goal, whether it be in sports, whether it be at work, whether it be in the gym, whatever it may be, whatever you're doing right now. We get so hyper-focused on the end that we often forget to focus on what's in between the beginning to the end, and that's the process. And we will fail. We will fall. You will fail. You will fall. I will fail. I will fall. Everyone, this happens to every single person. But if you're learning throughout that process, you are not losing. It may feel like you're losing when you stumble, when you thought there was a slam dunk, or you thought you were on track to lose that weight, whatever it may be. If you learn something, you are not losing. You are a winner. So we need to identify and really focus on the gains aren't always at the very end. The gains happen throughout. So takeaway number one, you're not losing if you're learning. This is something that I actually have written on my whiteboard because it is that powerful. And it's good to have these friendly reminders with this. All right, so takeaway one, you're not losing if you're learning. My second takeaway from Jed Collins, this was something actually he took away from probably one of the greatest leaders, not only in the NFL, maybe in history, and he was fortunate enough to be in the same locker room as this guy. His name is Drew Brees. Now, if you know football, you absolutely know Drew. If you don't know football, look Drew Brees up, not because he's not because just he is just a good football player, a great football player, but this guy takes a whole new level of focus, intention, and being in service to the, in this case, the gentleman around him. And then, but you can, I think we can all learn. So his takeaway that he took from Drew, it's a saying that Drew learned. It's Charlie Mike, Mike Charlie. Complete the mission until the mission is complete. And this is something that leads into the whole mantra of trust the process. Is sometimes the process is a lot different than we think. And actually, more likely than not, the process can be a lot different than we, our intentions or our thoughts are going to be on it. So if you've clearly made intention and you know what the end objective is, what the mission is when you're completed, if you've identified what that mission looks like at the end of completion, you can stick with it all the way through. So in these moments of adversity, in these moments of tough times, when you're feeling alone, remember the saying that Drew Brees says, Charlie, Mike, Mike, Charlie. Complete the mission until mission is complete. Don't fucking stop. Don't stop until that mission is complete. You need to dig deep some days. When you feel like that mission is too powerful or too strong for you, you need to dig in deeper until you fucking complete that mission. Takeaway two from Jed Collins, Charlie, Mike, Mike, Charlie. Complete the mission until mission is complete. Takeaway three, mow your grass mindset. This is something that Jed talked about. I love it. There's 3 points in the mow your grass mindset, and that is preparation and attitude. If you prepare to go into that mission with the right attitude, you will complete that mission. And in the mow your grass mindset, it's about 90% is how you react to 10% of what happens. 90% of how you react to 10% of what happens. You must come prepared with the attitude that you will win, with the attitude that you are not a failure, with the attitude that you can do it. Leads me into my fourth takeaway from Jed. And this can kind of lead into this. Is find your alter ego. This isn't the first guy that I've talked to on this podcast that has an alter ego. And it's interesting because I think, at least for myself, I do this. And I don't know about you. If you're listening, do you have an alter ego? Jed's alter ego was Jedzilla. Fucking love that. Jedzilla. Fucking beast on the football field. And he said once that national anthem came on, Jedzilla just turned on. And it's okay to kind of tune into that alter ego, into whatever you do. Right? If you're a soldier, once you put that uniform on, you tune into being a soldier. When you take that uniform off, you are now a husband, you are now a wife, you are now a brother, a sister, a father, the list goes on. But when you're in that mode, you need to find that alter ego and fucking own it and live into it. So what is your alter ego? What does he or she look like? What do you need he or she to be in order to complete your mission? And the mission's got to be tied into your purpose. And if your purpose ties into what the mission is, that alter ego becomes so much more deep and alive and hungry So number four takeaway on this volume of Get Some is find your alter ego. Find your inner Jedzilla. Which leads me into my last takeaway for this volume of Get Some is Jed said this, and I never really thought of this. So tell me your thoughts. He said there's mad, sad, and glad. There's these feelings. And in the middle of those three feelings is your purpose. What do you think about that? What gets you mad? What gets you sad? And what gets you glad? What makes you happy? And how he explains it is in the middle of all of those emotions is your purpose. And I think to find this, if you haven't defined your purpose, and I think your purpose will shift over time. So it's not like you just fucking find it and there it is. But right now, if you were to dig deep, if you were to write all this down, what is your purpose? Start with this. Start with what makes you mad, what makes you sad, what makes you glad. Write it down on a whiteboard. Write it down on a piece of paper. Talk it out with a friend. However you need to visualize this, whether it be, like I said, on a piece of paper or even just talking it out or just meditation. Dig deep on this one to find out what that purpose is. And do me a favor and let me know if that helped you out find a little bit more clarity into your purpose. I would love to hear from you and see if this is going to work. I'm actually going to do this exercise myself and to continue to redefine and fine-tune my purpose and my objectives to complete my mission. So those are my five takeaways from episode 30 on Trust the Process Show. Again, if you haven't listened to that episode, Jed provides a ton of insight, not only from his days at in the locker rooms of the NFL, but now into his new career, helping athletes and everyday folk be better educated around how finances affect everything in your life. And if you haven't got that shit figured out yet, reach out to Jed Collins. You can find him on LinkedIn. But he was an amazing man, and I'm really appreciative of him taking the time to share his knowledge. So my five takeaways, one last time. One, you're not losing if you're learning. Two, Charlie Mike, Mike Charlie, complete the mission until mission complete. Number three, mow your grass mindset. That includes preparation attitude. 90% of how you react to 10% of what happens. Number four, find your alter ego. Find your inner Jedzilla. And number five, mad, sad, and glad. In the middle, you find your purpose. Thank you, everybody. That is another volume of Get Some. Stay looking forward to the further episodes. And remember to trust the process and go get some. This is Chris Reed. I'll catch you next time.